welcome to EXO 101, Introduction to Exobiology. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Exobiology 101, Introduction to Exobiology. I am the instructor, Dr. B.E. Kern, and I'll be helping you this semester in our exploration of the way life exists in the universe. You can see my contact information on the syllabus. My office is in this building. For those of you who are not physically present, if you're hearing this as recording, I apologize for the extra information, but I do need to cover this for everyone. My email is bekernwrites@gmail.com. My office hours are listed on the sheet. As the course description says, this is a survey of notable biomes within and surrounding the Alliance, with special attention paid to those worlds which have generated sentient life or other notable species. Please note the prerequisites. You do need to have Bio 101 and 102 and Chemistry 101 with the lab. You do have to have a working understanding of chemistry. The required text for this class is Essential Exobiology by Marcus et al., 12th edition. If you have a previous edition, that should be fine. The last couple editions haven't varied hugely, but the 12th edition does come with some nice support materials, which are good if you can afford it. It is available in visual, auditory, immersive, and didactic formats. The auditory does also come in a variety of ranges. This class is recorded in standard human range, because that is my species, but if you do need it in other hearing ranges, transcriptions are available. At the end of this course, you will be able to define, compare, contrast, and explain basic biome types, major classifications of life forms, major reproductive strategies, major types of metabolism. You will also be able to recognize and apply and explain terminology used in the field of exobiology. You will be able to describe and hypothesize about factors that can give rise to sentience, and you should be able to hypothesize the effects of a change in conditions on a given biome. Below you can see our classwork schedule. First unit is the one we're doing today, course introduction, review of the class syllabus, and the requirements. Starting next time, we will begin unit 2, that is be an overview of common biome types. These are any area where we find life existing. We'll be discussing the major types and a bit of the types of organisms we find in those areas. We'll then move on to a discussion of genetic materials. How a species passes on its traits is a big part in how that species evolves, how it adapts to its environment, and how it is able to respond to future changes. We will then move on to a discussion of evolution. This is where inheritance meets reality. How species make use of the traits they've inherited, how their environments shape them. These are all key aspects in the life we see around us. In the next unit, we'll be studying metabolism. We'll be looking at the ways that organisms get energy and nutrients from their environment and make use of this. Unit 6 will be on metamorphosis. Metamorphosis is a fascinating process. It is any time an organism goes through a major physical change as part of its life history. Some species do this once, some do it many times. I'll be telling you about a particularly fascinating planet where it appears everybody does it and they're all the same metamorphic chain. It's very interesting. Unit 7 will be on discussion of predation and its absence. When organisms not only have to survive the environment, but each other. What does this do to them, both the predators and the prey? And how does this contrast to planets where predation is not a common mode of life? We will then move on to Unit 8 on migration. Migration is where we discover why and how organisms travel and how this shapes them. Some species travel great distances regularly, and this, of course, gives rise to a very different lifestyle than those who stay put. In contrast, Unit 9 will be on sedentary or sessile life. Some species, in the other direction, will remain in the same location their entire lives. This obviously produces a very different lifestyle than those that migrate. Unit 10, we'll be examining extinction events, their causes, the effects of them, and what happens to the survivors. These can be both naturally occurring and caused by sentient life who have not yet managed to control their technological growth. Unit 11, we will be getting to a very complex subject, sentience, intelligence, and consciousness. We'll be looking at the definitions of these terms, some of the problems that we have with these definitions, and some of the notable characteristics of these types of organisms. Many organisms have all three characteristics, some don't. And this, of course, alters how they behave and how they interact with the environment around them. We will then move on to a series of case studies. Unit 12 will be a case study of Earth, our host planet. We will then be moving on to other planets and other important species, both those within the Alliance and those surrounding it, with an emphasis, as I mentioned previously, on sentient species, but also on other species of particular note. In the case of Earth, we will be putting our emphasis on the primates, the cetaceans, and the cephalopods. If you can see down below this, we will have a breakdown of the evaluation. This course is graded out of 1,000 points. There will be 350 points worth of assignments, 4 exams worth 100 points each, a term paper worth 100 points, and 150 points of final exam. Please note that you cannot rely on either the exams or the assignments to get you through this class. You do have to do both. The goal here is so that everyone has some opportunity to earn points based on their particular strengths, and to allow you to compensate for your weaknesses with other types of work. The grading scheme is down there below. Please note that this is a class that is eligible for the timeline-free approach. If you are interested in doing this, please make sure the registrar has this noted, where you can work through the course at your own pace, and there will be no penalties for that. If you are working on a timeline and you have deadlines for an assignment, you can see there the class policies for making up work. I am very happy to work with you if unforeseen events prevent you from completing work for the class, but you do need to let me know about it. The delay does need to be some sort of documented, unavoidable reason, and the late work will be made up immediately upon your return. If you are on a timeline-free situation, this would merely delay your progress through the class. Academic honesty. At the Academy, we hold this to be in the highest regard. All we have is our knowledge. All we have is our reputation. We hold cheating and plagiarism to be some of the higher crimes you can commit within the Academy. They will not be tolerated. Academic dishonesty in any form will result in disciplinary action up to and including failure of the class and possible expulsion from the Academy. This does include psionic communication during exams. We do have bafflers in place, but we do have to, in some cases, rely on people's goodwill that they are not making use of pheromone communications or other means to communicate with each other in ways that are not detectable to those proctoring the exams. Please keep in mind that the penalties attached to these are severe, but not nearly as severe as what a loss of reputation would mean to this academy. We cannot be producing teachers who cannot be trusted with your future duties. Please keep that in mind. So, expectations. Your performance in this class will depend on you. Hard work and diligence will pay off. I'm very happy to work with you. If you have any requirements to help that will help you get through this class, please let me know. If you miss, collect the missed class materials. I will work with you on a timeline for making up the work when you return. And please keep in mind that I am human. I do require sleep and will not be able to be available 24/7, as I know some of you would prefer. But I do have to work with my biological constraints. We have TAs of a variety of species available. However, if you need to discuss something with them, please do so. All right. If you have any questions, please let me know. I will be available through electronic and in-person means the rest of this day. And I'm looking forward to a great semester. Thanks. See you next time.
Exo. Carousel 101 is the property of Brendan E. Kern and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. I tweet at B.E. Kern Writes, and I can be emailed at bekernwrites@gmail.com. The intro and outro music are Brittle Rill by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com and are licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 License. This and other works can be found at my website, bekernwrites.com. My work is supported by Patreon. You can become a patron at patreon.com/bekernwrites.